The word today is grow. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. All living things must grow. Just as a plant grows and produces seeds, so our faith must grow and produce spiritual fruit. We are either making progress or falling behind in development of our faith. Learning the Word of God, the Bible, is among the most powerful ways to grow in appreciation of our Savior, Jesus. Keep on growing. Here to share more about this wonderful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Grow.
I hope that you're enjoying listening to The Word Today in whatever country, whatever language you are around the world, that you feel that the Word of God is being explained to you well. That's one of the purposes of The Word Today, is to bring you a clear understanding of the Bible, and specifically a really good understanding of who Jesus is, your Lord and your Savior, the Son of God, who came to this world in order to save you, to give you eternal life. I hope that you feel edified, instructed, that you're taught the truth of the Bible. That is our goal here at The Word Today. I'd like to share with you this day a little phrase, a little last verse from Peter when he wrote his second letter to the Christians in the early church. And in verse 18, he says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." This was a lovely way for Peter to end a conversation with the Christians, his contemporaries, and he wants them to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a lovely hope. And that's our hope for you, is that you will grow in the grace of God, that you'll understand God's love for you and forgiveness for you, and also in your knowledge, in how to live as a Christian, how to conduct yourself in any given situation, to know what is right and wrong, and to make the proper decisions in order to glorify God. When I confirm students in the Christian faith, it means there is a tradition in our church where at some point a young teenager makes a public testimony, a public confession of their faith. That's what we call confirmation. They are confirming the faith that was brought to them in baptism, and then they are confirming the fact that they have been taught and grown in Christ to the point where now they can make their own decision. They can make their own testimony about their faith in Jesus. One time when it was confirmation weekend one year, this group of students that were going through, I decided I would give them a plant. I would give them a physical illustration for them to hold and to continue to benefit from. So I bought all of them a succulent. That's a plant that holds water. And they're very good at holding water in their fat leaves, so to speak. And this plant was supposed to be a symbol of their faith. So I essentially said, this plant is like you. It was started from a seed, very small, but very powerful, just as your faith in Jesus Christ was planted by somebody, your parents, or maybe a brother or sister, maybe someone on the television talking to you about Jesus. However the seed of faith was planted, someone put it there. And they had that love for you that they brought you the message of salvation in Jesus. Now, we teach in our church body that you can have the seed of faith planted through baptism for infants as well. And then you can grow it and instruct. Jesus in Matthew 28 said, "Go make disciples." That's the big deal. The disciples, the followers, the people that are modeling after him. And this is done two ways, baptism and teaching. So we hold that you can baptize as a little baby and then you can teach them as they grow. Others as adults hear the word of God and they're instructed and then they have baptism to confirm their faith. It's a beautiful process. Either way you go through it, you become a disciple, a follower of Jesus. So these kids have these plants and they are to be reminders to these kids that their faith has to be tended. It has to be nurtured. You know, it's not just like something that is static and inanimate that does not grow. You have to take care of it or else it'll die. It's the same with our faith. And because it's invisible, we tend not to think about it. But the fact of the matter is we have to feed and watch and care for our faith through the Word of God. Let me give you some idea of what a growing Christian is like. A growing Christian has contact with the Word of God, maybe through this program or other Christian programs, maybe through your own Bible. Perhaps now it's very popular today to get contact with the Word of God over a phone on some kind of an app. A growing Christian has regular worship of God. Now, sometimes you have to do this alone and just sing and praise God from your heart by yourself. But hopefully you have other Christians that you can fellowship and you can build a little community, unity with them. A growing Christian makes bold witness. We testify to God and talk about our faith. A growing Christian is mature in prayer and growing in prayer. Instead of just using form prayers, we're in conversation with God. We're discussing and we sometimes wrestle with the Lord and pour out our lament or grief or sorrow. Other times we're just so excited and praising God. A growing Christian gives offerings to God because it's supporting the propagation of the gospel, spreading the gospel around the world. And these are all signs that your faith is growing. And I hope you can say that's true of yourself. Now, if you're just coming to knowledge of Jesus, that's great. The seed is being planted and there's a lot of growth to come. There's a lot of excitement to come. And I hope that that thrills you. One thing we have to watch, though, is that our faith needs this tender nurturing, this continuous things that I've just been mentioning. You need to be ongoing. You don't start it and then stop. Right now, in my yard, I have two or three little saplings of trees that I'm trying to nurture. I've put stakes near them because some of these things are only several dozen centimeters high, a couple inches high, and they're so teeny that I could easily step on them as I'm trying to pull weeds and get rid of weeds. So I have stakes next to them to indicate where they are, and I am watering them if it gets too intensely hot that it would kill them and dry them out. I'm trying to protect them so that they can grow. And at some point, they'll be sturdy enough, strong enough, that they'll be well-established trees. Well, in your relationship with the Lord, nothing is more important than your faith and its growing. You have been made in the image of God, and you're a citizen of your country. So there's other concerns. There's family members that need attention. You might have a job or you might be a student. These are all important, but nothing is more important than preserving and growing your faith in Jesus. That's why Peter said, grow. It's continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus. We have to watch out that we don't slack, that we don't fall back. We have to watch out. Plants need maintaining. That's why for these confirmands, these students, they could see if the plant is not being well maintained, it starts to wither. And it's the same with our faith. It's a reminder that if we don't keep getting fed the Word of God, if we don't pray, if we don't let the Holy Spirit build us up, our faith starts to wither. And we got to watch out for that. It's an invisible process, so we tend to get distracted. We tend to take it for granted, but the answer is you can't. We have to keep involved, keep on building in the faith. I remember Pastor Paul saying, you're either going forward or backward. There is no neutral. You're either growing in the Lord or you're shrinking or fading. So I want to encourage you. Maybe you've been a believer who's been slacking too long. Maybe it's been a long time since you've been away from God. This is your invitation to return. This is your chance to recommit, to get back to the Lord. And secular Christians just simply need to repent. If you've been dallying with the world, if you've been spending all your time and energy and given very little attention to the Lord, it's time to repent. Stop pretending to grow and come back and actually grow in your faith. You know, that's what Peter was telling these people. Grow in the faith. Don't just pretend as though you're a vibrant, living Christian. Come and commit to being an active Christian. Remember, all living things grow. And so you need to move forward in your commitment to Jesus Christ. You can't just let it sit for years on end. It'll shrink. It'll fade. I hope that your faith still is there, that you can come and get refreshed in the Lord, that you can grow in knowledge of God. And if you've been challenged with intellectual challenges to the Christian faith, come and look for answers to them. God has all the answers for our intellect in order to teach us his wisdom. And if you need to grow in grace to receive the mercy of God, as well as display God's mercy, forgiving others, even your enemies, you can learn to do this as you grow in your faith. Everyone's going to have challenges and seasons where it's so-called spiritually dry or it's not easy, but have the Holy Spirit reignite your faith. Come back to the Lord Jesus. How much can you grow? How much can you get done for the Lord in 10, 20, 30 years? Don't just be an average Christian, someone who's floating. Be someone who's zealous and growing fervently for the Lord so that you can produce for him, so that you can please him with your witness and your life. I pray that you will grow like crazy for the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.